Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Day 20th of the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip has come and gone, and more than 1,060 people have been killed and more than 6,000 others injured. As civilians continue to be bombarded, the main question is who will come to the rescue of the children as more and more of them are falling victim to Israel's vicious assault on this densely populated city of Gaza, where 55% of its residents are children. This at a time that is supposed to be the happiest for the children as it nears the Eid al-Fitr holiday.
There are no signs Israel will stop its heavy attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip anytime soon. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Tel Aviv will continue to do what it must to, quote, defend itself. Netanyahu dismissed a 24-hour ceasefire proposed by the UN.
So Israel is not obliged and will not let a terrorist organization, a ruthless terror organization committed to our destruction, to decide when, and it's convenient for them to stop for a moment, rearm, and continuing firing on our citizens.
Palestinian resistance movement Hamas earlier endorsed a UN-brokered 24-hour humanitarian truce amid continued pounding of the besieged Gaza Strip by Israeli tanks and warplanes. Israel put an abrupt end to a 24-hour ceasefire it had offered late Saturday. The Palestinian death toll from 20 days of aerial and ground assaults on Gaza stands at nearly 1,100. Over 6,000 people have been injured. Palestinian fighters have continued their retaliatory attacks on Israeli towns and cities. They've also killed many invading Israeli soldiers inside Gaza. The Israeli army says 43 troops have died since July 8th. Hamas puts the number at about 100. This is seen as the heaviest loss of life for the Israeli military in years. Palestinians have been under Israel's heavy bombardment and shelling for much of Ramadan. On the eve of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the holy month, there are no signs of Tel Aviv being ready to give the Gazans a reprieve from the disproportionate attacks it's been waging against the Gaza Strip in the past 3 weeks.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guests to the program. Dr. Randy Short out of Washington, activist, and out of San Francisco, investigative journalist Lee Kaplan. Thank you both for being with us. I'd like to start off with Mr. Kaplan in San Francisco. Sir, who will come to the aid of Palestinian children in Gaza? And in your perspective, where are the international organizations which are supposed to protect the children?
You know, Marcia, I have to object to that opening news report, which was blatantly propaganda. First of all, the Israelis did agree to a temporary truce, and it was Hamas who was shooting at the Israelis while the truce was supposed to be on. So you've completely distorted the truth. Now, let's talk about the children and the civilian casualties in Gaza. The Hamas has been reporting that over 1,000 civilians have been killed. If you look at the news reports, not one Hamas fighter or terrorist has supposedly been killed by the Israeli army. They did this during Operation Cast Lead also. The fact is, every single terrorist who has been killed in firefights with the IDF is reported as a civilian casualty, and sometimes it's even reported as being the death of a child. Now, let's also address something else in that report. You stated that 43 Jews were killed in the IDF. Excuse me, of the casualties who were killed by Hamas, some of those IDF soldiers are Muslims, some of them are Christians, some of them are Druze. They're not all Jews. The blatant use of the word Jew for all the IDF soldiers who were killed shows the anti-Semitism involved. And the last thing I'd like to point out is the crocodile tears coming from Iran about the children there. You helped build those tunnels there, and with all the tunnels that you helped build for the Hamas, you didn't build any tunnels to give those children a shelter during the war. During the Blitz in England, people hid in the subways. All those tunnels that Iran and North Korea have helped the Hamas build, not one was built as a shelter for those children in Gaza.
Okay, well, let me turn to Washington. Dr. Short, let me get you in here. It's a very interesting comments by Mr. Kaplan. Mr. Kaplan, do you not think, you're suffering from blaming the victim syndrome, as you seem not to have any empathy for it is not what Iran is saying. It is what international organizations all over the world are actually talking about. It is statistics from the United Nations when they're talking about the number of children that have been killed, one every hour, sir. That's United Nations talking. That is not the Islamic Republic of Iran, not even Hamas, but the United Nations. Turning to Dr. Randy Short in Washington. Dr. Short, your take on Mr. Kaplan's comments. Basically, it appears that Israel actually has no blame for what is taking place on the ground in Gaza, according to him. Dr. Short, can you hear me? Okay, hopefully we will get back to Washington. We must be having some technical difficulties. Well, let me go back now to Mr. Kaplan. When we look at the situation, what the proposal by your
vice... Well, I assume I told too much truth here because apparently they cut me off or they cut the show off.
You're not the one that has been cut off. It's actually Dr. Randy Short that we do not have audio for, sir. So your question now, Mr. Kaplan, is looking at the Secretary of State, U.S. Secretary of State Kerry, and his latest proposal, trying to ensure a ceasefire. He wanted to ensure that the siege would be lifted, opening the borders and assuring that there could be transfer
of funds. Are we on air here?
Yes, we are, sir, and I've just asked you a question. Did you hear the question? Mr. Kaplan? Okay, we seem to be having lots of technical difficulties. Mr. Kaplan, can you hear me?
Here. I'm just coming back.
Okay.
Hello.
Dr. Short, okay, so let me go back to Washington. It appears that I have Dr. Short. Dr. Short, did you hear my original question to you?
They hung up as soon as I mentioned the fact that they helped build the top.
Dr. Short, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Although Mr. Kaplan believes that we have cut him off, Mr. Kaplan, we really do have your voice. Please stay with me. Dr. Short, when we look at the situation that is happening on the ground, there seems to be a callous attitude by Israel towards the Palestinian in general, and especially towards the children. And also in Mr. Kaplan's comments, it's almost as if the victim is actually the one to blame. Your take, sir.
Well, I'm going to give you a theological take. If, in fact, non-Israelis or non-Jews are called goyim, which means cattle, or women are called shiksa, which is cattle, then they're not people. If I were to quote Chaim Weizmann, in 1917, he made a comment, the only issue that they would have with establishing a state of Israel was a few hundred thousand Negroes that were inconsequential. If you understand how deeply hated people are of African descent throughout the Western world, once you can cast a group of people as non-whites, which historically has meant subhuman the last few hundred years, anything can be done to them. And if you look at the nations where there's the least amount of response, there's almost a color coding to who cares the least about what happens to people in Gaza. So there's a great element of racism. There's an element of racism within the Talmud, which is the authoritative text of Jews as well. There's a strong strain of white supremacy and racism among the largest group of Zionists, which are Christian Zionists here in the United States. They're the same people that supported apartheid in South Africa. They've supported American apartheid, destruction of whole peoples because of the color of their skin, and they somehow confuse that with the gospel of Christ. And they somehow believe that supporting Israel, even when it's wrong, is their Christian duty because Christianity has been hijacked, and particularly in the United States and Great Britain.
Okay,
and folks see themselves as a handmaiden of Jewry for the state of Israel to exist.
All right, let me go back to San Francisco, Mr. Kaplan. Mr. Kaplan, can you hear me? Okay. Well, hopefully we can reestablish the audio that we have lost with San Francisco. Going back to you now, Dr. Short, we look at the situation. Tonight actually is one of the more special nights for Muslims throughout the world, usually the night before Eid al-Fitr, and of course it's different days in different parts of the world. But for Gaza, I believe that then the Eid al-Fitr would be on Monday or Tuesday. During this time, it's something very special, sort of like Christmas in the United States. And yet these people are living in darkness, yet these people have no water, are not very much clean water, yet these people are being bombarded. Tell me, as far as the children, because I really, really want to look at the children in this situation, because they have been the majority or a lot of the victims of this bombardment. And yet it seems that we don't see that type of compassion that we would expect usually.
Well,